London calling. David here. We interrupt our program to bring you this special announcement. There, always wanted to say that. The Guardian asked us earlier today about the impact of the new crackdown on social gatherings, groups being limited to a maximum of 6 from next Monday. What's our response? What's that mean for London Walks? Here's what we told them. First of all, next Monday is an eternity in the COVID-verse. Secondly, if in fact this new ruling does restrict our groups to 5 walkers plus 1 guide, so be it. Most of our groups are in that range anyway, so we're already wearing those battle colors. Thirdly, we keep right on going because, 1, we're London Walks, and 2, out-guiding or going on a London Walk is, short of being in your garden on a croft in the Hebrides, probably the safest 2 hours you'll put in any given week. I'm thinking of that Chinese study of transmission. Out of the 1,245 cases looked at there, there were only 2 instances of the thing being contracted out of doors. 2 out of 1,245. I'll take those odds. Plus, the vitamin D is good for you. And as for staying home, do you get grocery deliveries from Ocado? How many different hands have those food packets passed through? Fourthly, we await clarification. And unlike this government, we will, of course, not break the law. But thinking of the exemptions that were mentioned, work, education, and sport, it seems to me that we might well pass with flying colors on all of those counts. A London Walk is certainly educational. A London Walk is us doing our work with our clients. And if, say, a cross-country track meet counts as sport, and it does, well, a walk is a slow run, and it is cross-country. It's just that the country that we cross happens to have a bit of the greatest city on earth on top of it. And on that note, battle-hardened that much more, and that much more determined, we return to our normal programming. By all means, do not miss today's scheduled podcast. It went up late last night, about the London Walk's sewer tours back in the 1960s, as told to us by Keith Baverstock, the founder of London Walks. It's the 5th episode of Keith's delightful series of reports about the history of London Walks. And just to plant an idea, whenever you're listening to Keith's words, I, David, voice them, so you won't be getting an Australian accent, but no matter. Anyway, whenever you're listening to Keith's words, my suggestion would be to keep in mind Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel painting of God stretching out his arm and his pointed index finger to make contact with Adam's pointing toward God, "I see you," index finger. Starting urban walking tours, that's a godlike thing to do. And we, as guides, well, we do a lot of pointing. And the result of same, when our walkers see what we're pointing at and suddenly get it, well, that's an act of creation, a eureka moment, a voila moment for everybody concerned. Or, as the good book puts it, without seeing and understanding, London is without form and void, and darkness is upon the face of the deep, but the spirit moves upon the face of the watery city. And the guide says, let me explain this, let me shed light upon this. And there is light, there is understanding. And the benighted, no longer benighted, see the light, see what it lights up. See that this act of creation has a lot going for it. See that it's good. And the guided divides the lit up ones from the benighted. And a later biblical scholar, one David, came forth and stressed that lit up ones does not refer to those who've been in the holy tabernacle, also known as the pub. Here endeth today's Bible study.